This recording, Xinjiang 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, there is a story for you. Shara Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburban practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, he felt stressed and she ate a bowl of partridge and checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. Then she got there. There was a man with the goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vans. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Hershon, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried to gently stroking the goose loner back with her plan, then seeing a truth to her. Finally, he administered either. His efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began a tear, so Sarah was able to talk onto Karma and give her relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with her clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the van's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this cost of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was fireplace for cruel. Now I will talk about my hometown. I come from Urumqi in Xinjiang, of the northwestern of China. There are abundant fruits such as watermelon, grapes, and so on. That's very delicious. The people who lived there were very happy and passionate. Urumqi is a beautiful city. The streets are wide and many trees and flowers. Also, there are many tall buildings. Travel to Xinjiang is a good choice because it's a mysterious place. You will see clean water and great mountains.
孔子 论语 学而第一 子曰 学而时习之 不亦说乎 有朋自远方来 不亦君子乎 有朋自远方来不亦乐乎 人不知而不愠 不亦君子乎 为政第二 子曰 师三百 亦一言以蔽之 曰 思无邪 子游问孝 子曰 今之孝者 是未能养 至于犬马 皆能有养 不敬何以别乎 子曰 视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉守哉？人焉守哉？